This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Recording has started. We got Scott Stapp with us. This is awesome, man.
Awesome to be here. How are you doing?
I am great. I mean, you got to be doing great. I mean, you've got the single, which is doing fantastic. The new album coming out. You're going on to the Summer of 99 tour. You're going on the cruise. Life is good for Scott Stapp right now, man.
It sure is. Professionally, it couldn't be any better. I mean, I just heard today that Higher Power reached number 12, my highest charting solo song in my solo career. Thank you. I am very grateful for that. That was some good news. You know, I've got a solo tour coming up. I'm going to be headed over to rehearsal after we're done today. We head out to begin the run here in the next few days, and then get right off that and head on the Creed cruises, and then come back and do another solo tour, and just keep rolling, and try to navigate this and not think about the schedule and just do it one day at a time, you know?
Right. Yeah. You don't want to overwhelm yourself going, okay, wait a minute. Am I supposed to be on a boat with one band, another band? Where am I going today?
It's definitely a test of, you know, my mind, knowing all these songs, on this particular solo run. And I'm digging, not only am I playing a lot of the songs off the new record, it'll be heavy new record set, but I'm going back and playing a lot of songs off my first three solo albums. It's not a lot, but a couple off each of my first two solo records. So then we're going to go back and dig deep into the Creed catalog as well as the hits. So,
sure,
man, I hope this old brain can keep up.
Ah, you got it. You got it. Well, hey, let's talk about the new album. So song, like you already said, you know, top 12, I think it's going to keep on going. It's a great song and it's interesting. I'm sure you get this, but you know, as music guys, a lot of times we see the name of the artist or the band and the song, you kind of have a preconceived notion of, oh, it's probably going to sound like this. Well, when I brought that song up, I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like I expected it to sound. And I really like it. With the album coming out, what can people expect? More things that kind of sound like Higher Power, or did you kind of go in different directions with all of the tracks on the album?
Well, I mean, initially, I think people can get a good idea of how each song stands independently on its own right. Right now, you know, you can go on my website or go on my social media. We've released four so far. Higher Power, What I Deserve, featuring my longtime solo guitar partner and lead guitarist in my solo band, Yiannis Papadopoulos. It's the first song we wrote together and have put out. Again, that's What I Deserve. And then there's Black Butterfly, which is out, and Dead Man's Trigger.
Yeah.
And then there'll be another single released on March 15th, the day the album comes out. And that's really where I think people are going to see a big shift in terms of, you know, how textured and layered this album is. I mean, I think you can hear just with the four that we put out, they're all sonically different, but still cohesive in their own right. But they're it's real textured. And so once you dig into the album, and I think March 15th is really going to open the door to where I go musically on the rest of the album in terms of sonically, musically, and lyrically telling the story that this album tells from song one to the end, because it is. It's a story in order.
Okay. So even though, like you said, from a music standpoint, they're different.
Yeah.
It does tell a full story one through 10.
Yeah, start to finish. Yeah.
I really like that. I think there's a bit of a album making art that has been lost because so much is about the single. You know, you got to put out the single. So to be able to put a full album together where it's like, yeah, each song can be great on its own, but when you listen to that full thing, it's a different experience. So that's very cool.
Right.
Glad you did that.
Thank you, man. And you know, that's something that I've tried to do my entire career with all my albums, going back to the first Creed record. It's really the only way I know how to make records. And I think that's because I've never had a gun to my head in terms of a deadline. It's always been create as you feel compelled and inspired. And so the albums end up being a narrative of my life as I'm living it in real time, based on observations, the experiences I'm going through at that time, and writing about my hopes and dreams and where I want to be that I'm not quite there yet. And so this album is no different, except it's more pointed and more candid in terms of the narrative and the story that I was living during the 2.5 years that I put this album together.
Okay. Well, you know, you talk about what you've done with albums since you've been doing them, which has been a long time. I mean, you and I will say we've, you know, been there, done that.
Yeah, we have.
With a lot of these things and stuff. But I mean, you must now see, especially with new stuff like this and, you know, going back out on the road, you've got to see a younger generation. And also, I will say, obviously, with what, you know, with what the Rangers did, with what Heyer did and stuff like that, you must see that younger generation rediscovering those older albums as well.
Yeah, 100%. And the analytics don't lie. You know, we started seeing in late 2020, Creed beginning to go viral on TikTok, Instagram, and then Facebook. And then it just seemed like every 2 or 3 months, you know, first couple months in 2021, we went viral again. And it just kept happening every 2 or 3 months. And then you look at the analytics and you realize that when you look at the numbers, it's three generations. And now it's gotten down into high school kids. And so, I mean, what a gift and what a blessing. And I do not take that for granted. I understand how rare that is. And I think I can speak for all of Creed because we've had these conversations in private that, you know, it's something we definitely understand is a gift. It's rare and we're not taking it for granted. And we're just so grateful and appreciative, that this has happened. And I think we're in the nurture phase of this whole thing and not taking a single bit of it for granted. And just want to just share how grateful we are and fortunate we are that all these years later, according to Mark, you know, I learned this from Mark the other day in a Guitar World interview that we did together. You know, one thing about Mark, and I hope he doesn't get mad at me for sharing, but he's, you know, he's always in touch with our long-term agent from day one, Ken Formaglish at UTA. You know, he started with us when we were doing clubs and nobody was showing up. And he's still our agent today. And Mark checks in with him to get analytics and get numbers. You know, Ken shared with him that right now we are bigger in terms of sales and how things are moving than we were at our peak in 2001, 2002, which blows my mind. It still doesn't seem that way to me.
Right.
But Mark made a comment and he goes, "Oh, well, you'll see it when you step out and there's 25,000 people in front of you." And I said, don't scare me, man. It's been a long time since I've stepped in front of an audience that big.
Oh, it'll all click right back for you. But that is really interesting to hear because from that, you know, from 98 to 2001, I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without, I mean, wherever you were, Creed was there, and it was such a powerful thing. So to know that you're back above that level, I mean, that just shows, you know, sometimes we get frustrated, I think, at the social media world of TikTok and Instagram, but then things like this happen that shows the good side of it as well.
You know, I've learned in my journey in sobriety and in recovery that, you know, I believe in God and I believe that God has a plan. And in looking at this from a 1,000-foot perspective, it just all just seems to me without a doubt that God's had a hand in it. And I'm just grateful that I'm included on the ride. And I'm just not going to take a moment for granted and try to deliver every night and give the fans what they're asking for.
I mean, I think it's documented. You fought through the lows
to reach
these highs. And that's what it's about. Whether it's in music or real life, you're going to get knocked down, you know? I mean, there's times you're going to get put down, but you got to crawl back up and get where you, you know, and maybe you don't get to the highest level again, but you get back up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in my experience, that's the only way you really learn. And really, you have no other option. You have to get back up. no matter what you do, and deal with the consequences, of course, but learn from it and grow. And one thing I'm looking at when I reflect back on my career is it kind of happened in reverse. You know, with Creed, it was instant. It was first single, my own prison, you know, within 11 months, we're in arenas.
Yeah.
Okay. But then there's been this 15-year drought for me where I went all the way back as a solo artist playing in small clubs, and just duking it out, sweating it out in clubs and bars for over a decade. I mean, man, since 2005 or six.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking 17, 18 years. I mean, you can correct me on the math, but it's happened in reverse, and I think that's how it needed to happen, because I think it really gave me a different perspective on how I wish I could have approached this from day one, back in the day. But it is what it is, and I'm just going to enjoy it now and be grateful for it.
Yeah. And that's the key now, is enjoying it. Now that you fought through it, now it's time to enjoy it. And yeah, you know, you mentioned 25,000 people and going back out in the big arenas and everything. I should mention that you will be in Iowa in, it's in June. You can play Jones County Fair. And I love what you're, you know, the different bands that you're going out with, the Three Doors Down and the Finger Eleven. And I'm just like, man, if that doesn't take me right back to that time with all these man. Bands still going, that's fantastic. So that'll be a good one right down the road here from the Quad Cities.
And you know, what's cool is these are guys we toured with since 98.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's awesome for us that, and what, how awesome is it that all these bands have stood the test of time and are still having success and touring today. So it's going to be a great tour. We're all like-minded people. And so it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. It's rare to make it at all, but it's rare to make it and 25 years later, go back out there and do it. You know, one thing that I wanted to ask, I saw the interview that you did where you mentioned you're the cool dad now because SZA is a fan of you.
Yeah.
Hey, we take it how we can get it. I get it. My 8-year-old, anytime I can impress her, I throw it out there.
Right.
But if you, let's say you have this song and you're like, boy, I love this. This is great. But if I can get one person to just, it would help this song out. Who's that person that you make a call to and go, hey, come get on this song with me and we're going to just take it to the next level?
Oh, man. Do you mean in the rock world or just in music in general?
Music in general. It could be pop, country, rock, anywhere in general that you're like, if I'm adding another voice to a Scott Stapp song, this voice is going to complement mine so much and these lyrics so much that this person would just, and I know every song is different, but for
I mean, I have that on this record.
Okay.
That happened with a song called If These Walls Could Talk, which will be out March 15th. And that's with the artist that you know, Dorothy.
Oh, perfect.
And so, you know, in terms of current and relevant in our community, when I can't wait to share this song with the fans and let them hear how she took this song that was just a song for me and just elevated it and took it next level. And I really think it's really going to connect with a lot of people. And I'm excited about that. Now, on a of all time scale, I mean, U2, if I could write a song and me and Bono could do it together, that would just be next level. If I could write a song and, you know, Jay-Z or Eminem and I could somehow partner, that would be next level. I could name many more, but you kind of put me on the spot, but those are the big names on the big scale, that came together, and Bono being the top of that list.
For sure. That's gotta be top of the list for a lot of people. I mean, I'm excited for the Dorothy one. I love her sound, love her voice. So that'll be interesting to hear.
I think you're going to be shocked. I think a lot of people are going to be shocked at what they hear.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you and Eminem did a song, that would have to end up being the song for like the Detroit Lions though, then, because I don't know if he's going to work that. I do have to get this in. I got a couple more minutes before I let you go. But I got to bring up the Rangers thing because I spent 6 years in Dallas, you know, went to many a games there at the old ballpark, was so happy for that organization. I mean, what a cool experience that had to be how, and it just, again, talk about things just organically happening.
Yeah.
How that happened and all came together, and you just being there for a part of it.
It was incredible. And it did come out of nowhere. I mean, I was literally on the couch, finished my record, you know, we're just hanging out. And all of a sudden I get a call. Hey man, Andrew Haney just told everybody in an interview that they've been listening to Creed in the locker room since the midway point of the season. And it's been fuel and an inspiration to the team. They've gotten into the playoffs, you know, fought their way through the wild card round. Now they're, you know, they're in the championship series, and they want you guys to come out. And they started sending me videos of the entire, you know, stadium singing the song. And I was like, what? Yeah. And then next thing you know, we're there. And then, you know, wouldn't you know, they went and win the World Series. So
there you go.
You couldn't script it any better.
No, that's the beauty of sports. Sometimes it just works out just perfectly. I mean, I don't know how big of a sports fan you are, but let's take your songs out of it. If you had to pick somebody else's song that was your walk-up song to go up into the plate and hit that home run, what's that walk-up song that Scott Stapp walks into that gives him that energy and power to hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot again. Oh man.
See, it's mine personally.
I think I would go with
Pantera walk, because I can't hit a fastball, so I'm gonna be hoping for a walk. That's why I'm walking up to that one. But
right. I mean, if I have to think of a classic artist or an artist, you know, big, you know, world renowned artist, I don't know the name of the song, but again, I'm gonna throw out Eminem here. He's got that song,
Lose Yourself?
It might be about the moment. It's the moment, never gonna let it go. Yeah, that would be the song that I would walk out to. Perfect. And then I would jack one down the left field line. That's my sweet spot.
There it is. There, and you win the World Series. I love it, man. Well, cool. Scott, I appreciate you jumping on here and talking with us. I'm looking forward to that album on March 15th. Like I said, Higher Power has been doing great.
Love playing
that one. And
Thank you.
You're going to be busy. A lot of touring, a lot of songs, a lot of people, but look forward to seeing you this summer. Like I said, about an hour outside of the Quad Cities. Less than that. If you drive straight there, less than that.
Yeah, man.
Have you at the fair and Creed back together again. Absolutely love it.
Yep. Looking forward to it, man. Make sure you come by. I want to give you a hug.
Absolutely. I'm in. Check it off.
All right. All right, man. See you soon.